The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. A tense situation in Oakland where a group of moms squatting in a vacant house have now been evicted in a surprise pre-dawn raid. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us from the scene.
Susan, the door to the vacant house on Magnolia Street has been forcibly opened, and there are at least a dozen Alameda County Sheriff's deputies, some in riot gear, facing off against supporters of Moms for Housing right now. They've been chanting and yelling at officers. From what we understand, two of the moms in the house and at least one man have been arrested this morning. That has not yet been confirmed. The children that were living here apparently safely removed last night. Reaction to all of this eviction from Vince, one of the supporters of the moms.
I think that it's interesting that the cops claimed there were no plans for evictions overnight and then showed up before 6 o'clock in the morning after they knew that most of the people had gone home. Anybody who was following along on Twitter knew that it was down to a skeleton crew. And sure enough, they showed up with literally more cars on this block than we had people in front of the house, plus the people in the house combined.
So a strong show of force to carry out the eviction order from a judge, which came down last week. It declared the moms were living here illegally and they had to move. We just received a statement from Moms for Housing. It says in part, quoting now, "This isn't over and it won't be over until everyone in the Oakland community has a safe and dignified place to live." We've not yet heard from the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. From the scene in West Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thanks, Matt. An advisory council appointed by the governor wants voters to decide whether to enact a legally enforceable mandate to end homelessness. The recommendation coming as the state continues to struggle with what has become one of its most pressing and politically fraught problems. Governor Newsom himself did not adopt the recommendation as part of his billion-dollar plan to address homelessness. This advisory council wants the state to put a constitutional amendment on the November ballot, giving state and local governments 1 year to find solutions. After that, a judge could require local agencies that haven't taken action to do whatever it takes to end homelessness within their borders.
A Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputy is on paid leave after an incident involving Airbnb. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from our Silicon Valley Bureau.
Well, Susan, the sheriff's deputy was staying at an Airbnb in South Lake Tahoe when he left his loaded gun and badge in a bedside drawer in a room filled with bunk beds. The next family to stay arrived, and within 10 minutes, their 9-year-old son found the weapon. John Segarra says they reached out to Airbnb.
Sheena and I stayed up all night just trying to find another place to stay in because, you know, we told them we didn't want to stay here. We didn't know if somebody's going to come back looking for it. We didn't want to get knocks on our door in the middle of the night.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department has confirmed both items belong to one of its deputies. They say an internal investigation is ongoing. Airbnb's policy bars any unsafely stored weapons, so they did issue the family a full refund. Reporting Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Stan, last fall's Kincaid fire and four PG&E planned public safety power outages cost Sonoma County more than $700 million in economic losses. KCBS's Melissa Colross reports county supervisors are expected to discuss those losses at their meeting today.
The clothing store Susan Graff Limited in Healdsburg was untouched by the flames of the Kincaid fire, but owner Susan Graff had to close when the area was evacuated and lost $50,000.
It's hard to be a single woman with employees, with families, having to make payroll when there's your store is closed.
Graff says the fire impacted tourism and her business depends on tourists. Lauren Cartwright with the Sonoma County Economic Development Board says officials want to encourage visitors all year, not just during the fall, which tends to be the busiest time.
We're kind of just working towards gearing our messaging. You know, we're a great place to visit year-round, not just in the fall. So I think that's kind of a mitigation on tourism's end, where it's just that marketing beyond just that certain time of year.
The Kincaid fire and all four public safety power outages cost the county $725 million in economic losses. Melissa Colross, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.